And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border to what now we call again Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, just for good measure. I got a bunch of text messages. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Hey, listen, I got to put a shameless plug in there. We do a lot of stuff here at Right Side Media. That's the parent company for Right Side Radio. You're just listening to one of our gigs, all right? So we have a ton of podcasts. We got a lot of content that we write that gets published in, like, scads of news outlets around the region. And it's all found on our website, rightsidemedia.org. You can find all our stuff there. And I believe, actually, my latest podcast came out this morning. It did, what, 11 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
That was 11 o'clock Eastern.
Yes, 11 o'clock Eastern. That's correct.
For our Chattanooga folks.
Yep.
But, yeah, so my latest podcast is called The Right Philosophy. It came out today. So, yeah, we have multiple video podcasts. Every one of them has a different backdrop, if you will. All of them are conservative content with a different, you know, sort of a backdrop to talk from. We got The Controversial Mom with Emily Jones. We've got Out of Right Field about sports with JP. We got My Right Philosophy. We've got The Liberty Minute with former Navy SEAL Jared Hudson. And then on Fridays, we have Right Click with Birdman, and that's based off of gaming and high tech and that kind of stuff, but it's still conservative content. Anyway, all said and done, something for everybody and all conservative. And you can trust the source. Rightsidemedia.org is where you find it all. To include our merch store, which is going crazy. We've been selling a lot of t-shirts, a lot of coffee mugs. So yeah, check out the merch store while you're at it. Natalie, we'll get that stuff out to you post-haste. Text lines, let's see what we got here. Let's see, yeah. Bruce from Springville. He says, if you borrow for student loans, stand by for collection and bad credit rating. And then number two, DEI is going to die like disco. Man, disco was such a fad, you know? Has anybody ever seen a flash-in-the-pan musical genre come up like that and then just go away? Now, every once in a while, I'll be driving down the road, and I'm not going to lie, you know, like Tragedy by the Bee Gees will come on and I'll be like, woo, I got to roll the windows down and play it loud for a minute. And then about halfway through it, I can't stand that high-pitched voice anymore and I turn it back off. But listen, disco. And I was a classic rock guy during disco. I mean, when people were like putting on their bell bottoms and going down to the discotheque, I was still grooving to, you know, some Led Zeppelin and Journey and Boston and all the goodness.
The actual timeless music, unlike
the stuff
disco.
That survived.
The That's stuff exactly that right. I listened to this day.
That's right. Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic album was right there on top of the list. All right, enough of that. Let's see what else we got. Jeff from Indiana. Phil, I think one way, this is a long text. He's got some serious voice texting going on. He says, I think one way to keep people from taking foolish classes with student loan money, I think student loans should be granted for commercially viable degrees. I agree. I said this on another show today. He said, but if you want to take underwater basket weaving, if you have the money to do so or want to work for it, knock yourself out. And if the Trump tariffs work like they're supposed to, there'll be many manufacturing jobs here that need skilled workers, i.e. trade schools. I think there needs to be many more trade schools built and funded because a lot of these new jobs will need skilled workers which pay very good money. Oh, Jeff, you just nailed it. So I was on Yaffe's show this morning up in Chattanooga. And Yaffe and I were talking about this very thing. And I pointed out, so I do a lot of real estate law as an attorney. You know, if you're going to borrow money to buy a house, the bank is going to first require that you get a title search to make sure there's no judgments or liens or things that are pending against the title. They may want a survey of the property to make sure they know where the boundaries are so they know what they're financing. They're going to want to know that you have the financial wherewithal to back the loan or at least put down, you know, some portion of the collateral or the funding before they take on the collateral. And then they're going to take a security interest against that house until they get paid off. That all happens when you buy a house. That doesn't happen when you get a student loan. I think they ought to do something. Jeff nailed it. I think they ought to do something similar. Like the universities ought to say, our studies indicate that blank degree usually results in a high-income wage earner post-college. And here's the statistics to prove it. And if you want to take that one, you've got to first prove you have the ability to be admitted into that particular school of study, and then you've got the ability to work, and that you are otherwise commercially, you know, viable. You're not, you don't have bad credit, and then we'll loan it to you. And if you want an underwater basket weaving degree, like Jeff just said, then guess what? We're not going to fund that because it ain't no money in it after college. Just saying. That's not hard. This is all part. This is like part of the first dipper. The first dipper is on this very topic. So we're on. Did you have a student loan, by the way?
Yeah, I still paying them off right now. I think I'll be done in 2027. So
okay.
Yeah.
So you're making those payments on it each month, huh?
Yep. And it's crazy. So I mean, I dropped out after my freshman year of college. So I guess
no. You made a life decision.
Life decision. There you go. So that's a better way to put it.
You came to work with me.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I was on considerable amount of scholarships. I was on scholarship for my ACT. My dad went to Alabama, so alumni scholarship, like in-state scholarship. So like a good chunk of, you know, scholarships. And I guess I didn't really fully realize. I think it was after a conversation with my dad where kind of realized, you know, I was still taking up some loans, and that was at the time I was already thinking about taking a break from school because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I mean, I was doing business administration because that sounds cool, and I didn't know truly what I wanted to do. So I think around the time I was considering taking a break and I found out I was taking loans out at the same time, I was like, so I'm going in debt for wondrously aiming in school, not knowing what I want to do. Screw that, I'm not going to do that. So I mean, that was around that time I decided to, you know, take a break. But I mean, a lot of these people are going and, you know, have no idea what they want to do in school, but they're told that's the only way. So they're taking up debt while getting a meaningless degree. And then after college may not even use that degree. So I think it's a messed up system as a whole.
It really is.
And if you look on the flip side, you know, the people who are giving out these loans are taking advantage of these kids because they don't know. I mean, they're not thinking long term. Like, yeah, I guess I'll take a loan and I'll figure it out later. And then all of a sudden you're paying off your loans till you're like 45, 50. It's like, you know, it's a messed up system as a whole.
But, you know, but Jeff makes a point too. There's so many things that you could do that would be like you and I were with some folks last night. One of the guys is actually about to get his journeyman's plumber's certificate.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make a good living doing that.
Yeah.
And I could see a loan to get that education. I could. And it also is proven that when you come out with that, you go right into the trades and there's work for you. You can get a welding certificate and be making $70,000 a year down in the boatyards in Mobile right off the bat. But they go and they get these worthless degrees. And you're like, why is the university saying this is a great idea? You know why? Because the university is making money on it.
Yep. And so much of it, I know I have a lot of views on college, and I think it's way overpriced right now, I think. And they're taking advantage of kids that are going into, like you said, getting these meaningless degrees because they don't know what else to do. And I mean, obviously, doctors and lawyers, all those, you know, very, if you need to take out a loan for that, you know, fair play to you. Those are jobs that I've, you know, I can see that for. But I mean, if you're going in debt just to get like some, I don't know, some meaningless degree because you don't know what else to do and you think that's the only way, I don't think that's right.
You're getting the college experience.
Yeah, exactly.
you're getting student pricing on the games.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole system needs to be checked for that.
We paid off Charlene's student loans. Now, I had a Army scholarship for college, and she had a I know that they paid for it out of pocket, but then she had a partial student loan to cover a piece. And it, you know, in our newlywed years when we were tight, and I mean like tight, like we could have gotten government cheese if we'd known tight, mm-hmm. but we paid off her student loan, wrote that check every month. Anyway, Joanna from Hartsell checks in and says, brilliant monologue, Phil. I'm one of those people who rarely get mad, but thieves and liars always get my blood boiling. And Joe Biden was an excellent example of both. That's all caps. I was brought up to pay my bills, be thankful for what I have, and to treat others the way I want to be treated. What has happened? So many people feel entitled to what they've done nothing to earn. Now that's a rant. Joanna, it's a well-earned rant, though. And you're also, by the way, right. Ronnie from Danville says, I know you weren't talking about food, but when I was in school, I washed dishes and paid for my lunch. There you go. Listen, and, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. There have been many times, I guess technically there is right now, still practicing law and doing right side, but there were many times in the past when we were committed to our lifestyle of Charlene being home with the kids when they were young. That was a commitment we made together as a couple. We believed in it. And it also meant that I was going to do extra work to pay our bills. And I did. I delivered pizza at night. I did janitorial work early in the morning. And I went to work full time during the day. And I had National Guard on the weekend. At one time, I technically had four jobs all at one time. And you know what? I don't look back on it with any regrets. Bill from Huntsville says, Phil, monologue or rant doesn't matter. It was truth. Y'all have a blessed day. Bill, thank you. TL from Huntsville says, what's he say? Oh, you know what? Something blanked out on his text. TL, text again, man. Only like the last few words of your text popped in. That's kind of weird. John from Huntsville, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, have you heard about RFK Jr.'s latest plans to find out what causes autism? I have. It'll be interesting. We'll see. I don't know if he'll actually bird dog it down. There are times when autism, I think, became a catch-all and the spectrum began to be so wide. But there's also clearly indications that autism is diagnosable, absolutely. And I want to know if something in our environment is what is doing it. And then Chris from Gadsden sending in a picture that has a... It's not me. It is not me. Says, this is actually Phil in the disco era. It is not me. That is John Travolta. But I will settle for half his paycheck. How about that? All right, we're taking a break right now. I'll get more text messages and I'll dive right into this topic even more detail. No free lunch, y'all. No free lunch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Regarding our sidebar comments a moment ago, Alicia from Athens says, I love classic rock just like you, but ABBA and the Bee Gees are classic pop. Bee Gees, some of the best harmonies ever, she says.
Oh, I love ABBA still.
You like ABBA? Oh,
ABBA
can't do
is
it.
Great.
Oh, God. ABBA's one of those I have to turn off when it comes on. I guess it gets stuck in your head.
Well, I mean, it's just, I don't listen to them often, but they got good songs.
Okay. They've actually sold, like, they're one of the top selling acts of all time. I'm mistaken.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I think they're played at every wedding I've been to.
A wedding singer's delight. Yeah. And I had one more that was, oh, here it was, Ken from Harvest. Disco is dead. It was a safety issue. Polyester jumpsuits are flammable. And he said, I still like listening to ABBA. He says that too. Yeah. All right, listen, I got an article here from justthenews.com. Dateline yesterday. Trump administration is going to start collecting debts on student loans considered to be in default. So yeah, the Department of Education, by the way, is what administers this. And by the way, keep in mind too, it was the Obama administration that drew this back into government. All right. Student loans were student loans through banks. And then the Obama administration decided, you know what? We just need to administer these inside the government because, you know, government can control everything. And so this huge multi-trillion dollar loan process came through the Department of Education. Well, that's being divested now. We're going to try and get some of that corrected. But the end result is the Department of Education on Monday announced the federal government will begin collecting outstanding student loan debts that are in default next month. And that's a lot of them, by the way. And then student loan payments restarted last October after the last of the Biden administration's pause extensions lapsed. But more than 4 million borrowers are still 90 to 180 days late. In other words, they got so used to being given grace that they just didn't even get back to paying. So the free lunch is over. The Trump administration, separate story that I pulled here off of Fox News, and I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands, says those who default or refuse to pay their federal student loans could have their wages, their federal pensions, and their tax refunds garnished. Federal pensions? I didn't know they could do that. I thought that was tax, you know, that was not garnishable. Anyway, the bottom line is, if the government sees money out there with your name on it and you're not paying your student loan, just understand they're going to find a way to get it. Now, don't think I'm taking any kind of glee in this, all right? What I know is about to happen is a bunch of people who went out and bought a new car or got used to a lifestyle or who like to take trips and do all the things that comes with not having to pay your bills, you're about to have a life change. And I hate it for you, but that's the way it's going to be. Because the rest of the world decides when they can do things based upon what their debts are. There's a vast number of people right now, millions actually, millions, that have decided that they shouldn't have to pay back their debt. Why? Because Uncle Sugar Joe told them it was okay. Remember I said a minute in the monologue, they were told they're the victims. You signed on the dotted line. Let me ask you a question, JP. So you got your student loan. We talked about it a moment ago.
Yeah.
Was anybody standing there twisting your arm when the papers were signed?
Not that I recall, no.
You'd remember that, I think.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
I would, yeah.
There was nobody standing there saying, look, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Sign the papers, leave the cannoli. They didn't say that.
No. And then after I left school, I'm not throwing a hissy fit because it was agreement. So.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. And that's the thing. See, as an attorney, I can tell you, there's a thing called privity of contract. Privity of contract means you have a direct nexus to the contract itself. In other words, you're a party to the contract. Or at the very least, you are in some way in privity with it, like maybe you're the lender or you're... bottom line is, there are people who have privity, and we, the taxpayers, have no privity with your debt. So that's where... if I'm sounding heartless and you've got some family, or maybe you yourselves are thinking, oh my gosh, I got to start paying these. I thought I wasn't going to have to. I thought you were going to erase the debt. I'm sorry for you, but I'm not so sorry that I want to take it on for you. I mean, I understand benevolence, and I've worked in the 501c3 environment. I've worked in full-time ministry. I know what it means to have a paycheck that is tied to other people's giving. That's different, though. I still had to do the work to receive it. I had a GI Bill. That's how I got through law school. But I also know that I had to go do the service before I was allowed to get the GI Bill. The situation with the student loans, not so much. They sign on the dotted line. They get the cash in advance. But they do it with a promise to repay. Or else. Because the or else is what in the legal parlance we call the remedies. And if you look, virtually every contract is going to have a remedy section that says, in the event of a default or breach of contract, the following is going to happen. And what you're seeing right now is the Trump administration is not saying, these are things we just feel like doing and they're not part of the contract, but we're just going to do it anyway. They're not doing that. What they're saying is, in conjunction with the contract provisions, they will come after wages, federal pensions, and tax refunds. It's going to get rough on some people, I guarantee you. I also think what's about to happen is there's going to be several people out there who suddenly find their sense of responsibility. And I hope that's true. It's sort of like watching the deportation effort right now result in some self-deportations. Same's going to be true, I believe, that there are a number of people out there who were given a pass for the last several years. Hey, that $300 a month payment you've got, you know what? I ain't making it. That's a great car payment. I just got a better apartment now. I can take that trip. I can go do all the things. Not no mo. And it's gonna result in some life change. But I do believe though that there are some people who are gonna wake up and go, okay, I'm not gonna let my credit be destroyed. We're gonna start paying on this. And I hope that's the case. Because otherwise the awakening's gonna be even ruder. By the way, did you catch the part I said earlier about how many Americans? 42 million Americans have student loans. Y'all, the population of the United States is only, what, 340 million? Is that right? That's what we're looking at there. 42 million? My gosh, that's like, what, 14% of the United States has a student loan. $1.7 trillion in student loans out there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll wrap this up on the flip side. Y'all stay tuned. Hour number two coming up. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a hump day. We got plenty to talk about. I'm still in dipper number one, the no free lunch. Talking about student loans, and I got a few text messages I'll get real quick before I jump back into the actual content that I had in my hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands. Brian from Decatur checks in. He says, a perfect example of how college is mostly garbage. Woo. He said, you pretty much have to repeat a lot of high school classes your first and second year before you even get to your major studies. Why did I have to take algebra in college when I took calculus in high school? It's a great question. I can't answer it, but you make a point. It's like they don't trust the fact that maybe you actually learned something in high school. But there's also, you know, there's clipping. You can get a chance to skip if you can prove things on your ACT. And then, you know, what's also interesting is I was the sponsor. It was my bill in the legislature for dual enrollment. You can enroll in a college level class while you are in high school, and you can come out with, you know, you can start when you're a junior and come out with a 2-year, you know, junior college degree and you know, being a nurse's aide or a welder or whatever else. There's no telling what you can do with that. So there's options.
That's part of why I went to freshman year fine, because freshman year was a breeze at Alabama.
Freshman year was high school
yep.
2.0.
Didn't have to study much. But then I got slapped with my first accounting class and I had to rethink life.
Yeah, I quickly learned. I wanted to be a geology major, believe it or not.
That was my my freshman roommate was a geology major.
Nobody told me, hey, Phil, by the way, your gifts are not lying in like upper level sciences and maths.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, he was having to take hours and hours on one homework assignment. It's not easy.
JT, then I went to law school. So yeah. JT Lacey Springs says, monologue reminds me of the ads. You have tax or credit card debt? You don't have to pay. Yes, you do. Yeah. Charles from Decatur. We got that. Thank you very much, Charles, for giving us a heads up on something on the website. We took care of it, or we're taking care of it. Thomas from Athens said, it's unfortunate the U.S. government creates loans, e.g. borrows from Social Security or Federal Reserve bonds, that they may never pay back. Agreed. Scott from Athens says, breaking news. Okay, we need to check on this. Judge Boasberg orders Trump to take down the American flag, put up the trans pedo, Venezuelan, Mexican, and also the UN flags on the White House lawn. Pretty sure that's not news.
I'm pretty sure that's satire.
And then TL from Huntsville gives us a big amen. Thank you. Says, amen to you, Phil, and the Trump administration. Time for some grown-up responsibility. Pay your bills. Be an adult enough to plan ahead to pay what you take on. Actually, that's his first text popping in that didn't come in the first time. And now it's in twice. I can't explain it. You're doubly good, TL. I got a piece here from the New York Post. New York Post talks about the fact that Linda McMahon, the education secretary, she wrote a pretty scathing op-ed in the Wall Street Journal that came out over the weekend, I believe. This is Dateline Today. It says the Department of Education, having announced that it will start recouping federal student repayments beginning on May 5th, so they got about 2 weeks, from the roughly 5.3 million borrowers who are in default. Linda McMahon has a statement about this. She said, quote, colleges and universities call themselves nonprofits, but for years they have profited massively off the federal subsidy of loans, hiking up tuitions, piling up multi-billion dollar endowments, while students graduate six figures in the red. That's true. She said a widely cited 2015 study found that for every dollar of increased federal caps on subsidized loan, colleges raise their tuition by 60 cents. Wow. It's a racket, man. So basically what they're saying is, every time they raise the amount that would be available for student loans, the tuition happened to go up in correspondence to the available federal funds. And by the way, what that also means is everybody else who's not getting a student loan is also paying the higher rates for tuition. So it's an absolute racket. And the colleges, they have massive endowments. And I don't fault them for having endowments. That's called wisdom. That's called setting aside money. That's what you and I should be doing, right? But the truth of the matter is, if you're doing it in a mercenary way, especially the public universities, man, the public universities, they belly up to the trough from the legislature of each state, and they get their full appropriation, and then they turn around and they raise their rates for, you know, for both in-state and out-of-state tuition. And then, oh, by the way, they suck down all kinds of student loans for worthless degrees. And then, you know, they still make scads of money on everything else from NIL to God knows what. It's absolutely amazing how much money's in universities these days.
Student loans and credit cards, I think those are two. They take way too great advantage of young people, I'd say.
I would agree. And you know what? It's also amazing. I'm a business owner. So I have done, you know, the things necessary to make sure the business has what it needs to function. Sometimes you got to have a credit card because you have to reserve a flight for something or whatever. So we got all the, they want personal guarantees, and they want all these things tacked on to everything you do, even though it's related to your business. And yet a college student will get a thing in the mail that says, would you like $10,000 on a credit card? They'll give it to him in the mail.
Yep.
And then me running a business, doing everything right and paying all the bills, you know, they want blood. Do you have any birthmarks? How much is your firstborn child worth? It's nuts. So listen, here's the bottom line. I'm going to tell you right now that there are examples of colleges out there that won't take federal funds. and there's very few. One of them is right here in Alabama, and it does an amazing job, but that's Highlands College. Highlands College, which is birthed out of Church of the Highlands. And if you haven't seen it, by the way, you ought to go online and look. Highlands College raised all the money through charitable causes and pretty much finances its students completely. And they have a large student body now. They are fully accredited. And they have massive facilities in Birmingham. It's a beautiful campus, and they are doing God's work. Then there's Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College, room, board, tuition is still $45,000 a year, but they take no federal monies. None. Harvard, by the way, is mad because they're not going to get $9 billion in federal funds. Harvard, $9 billion. Hillsdale won't take a penny of federal because they know what it means. They'll have stringers attached to it. Okay, anyway. How about this? You took out a student loan, please pay your bills. Don't ruin your credit. And don't make us pay it for you. Just saying.
I think that's the big part. Just don't make us pay it.
Yeah. You know?
Why do we have to fix your mistake? And I feel bad for you if you were counting on the government to save you, but, you know.
Uncle Sugar is on vacation. Lisa from Huntsville says, no student loans. Went to the University of Alabama on the Alabama GI Bill because my dad died while on active duty. Well, thank you for your dad's service. He also served in Korea, she said. Anyway, I got a history degree, didn't use it, but I'm great at Trivial Pursuit and engaging at cocktail parties. I feel certain that you are based upon your text. Thank you very much, Lisa. Thomas from Athens says, regarding college funding, if you can find a degree program and get into a company or government cooperative program or summer job deal like I did, you're assured your degree will have value, plus you earn income along the way to help pay for undergrad degree. Plus, I'll add to that there, Thomas, that also means you're probably first in line for hiring because you're a known entity to that company you co-opt with. So, good point. Chris from Athens says, I had to take out loans due to my parents not having the money to help me. And when I got out of college, I paid them back, and it was a lot. And I have no pity for any of these people who took out loans, got no degree or a BS degree. You borrow it, you pay it. Perfectly said, Chris. And look, let me add one more piece to this, and then I'll close this topic. There is a notion right now that the government should be allowed to pick winners and losers, and that's not the way government's supposed to work. If the government is of the people, by the people, and for the people, that means all the people, not just some of the people. What the Biden administration did was what it usually does. It divided people up into little small groups. You get something, you don't. You matter, you don't. And that's not the way government is supposed to work. A fair and representative government is supposed to be even-keeled across the board. And the very idea that a vast swath of society is allowed to go ahead and say, we just don't feel like paying our debts, and they get a pass, is not anything but the government picking the winners and the losers. Here's my point. I said it in my monologue, but I'm going to describe it in more detail right now. You got two 24-year-olds. One of them went to college, got an underwater basket weaving degree, borrowed $50,000, came out of college and doesn't want to pay the bill, but he's got a degree in underwater basket weaving, a worthless degree. Now he's trying to find a job doing something, anything, if at all, maybe living in mommy's basement. I don't know. You got another 24-year-old. This kid goes and gets his, you know, let's pick one. Let's say he got his journeyman's plumbing certificate. He worked in the trades and he earned the right to take the test. And then he had to borrow $50,000 to start his own company. But he's had the dream of having his own, you know, plumbing business. And he borrows the money. And then he looks to his neighbor and he sees the $50,000 debt get erased. And the kid's scot-free and has got no debt and can decide whether he wants to play Call of Duty tonight or not. The other kid is staying up late at night trying to balance the books and make things work because he's going to pay back the $50,000 he had to borrow to be an entrepreneur and start a business. The government looked at them differently, apparently. The one who had the worthless degree gets a pass. The one who borrowed money and joined the economy and began to be a driver in his community is the one over here who's still carrying the burden of his debt, but he did so knowingly, just like the other one did, but he didn't get a pass. That's the government picking winners and losers, and that should never be allowed to happen. And that's why I'm glad, on top of all the rest of it, on top of all the fiscal issues and upon all the things about pay back your debt and all that, the other thing I'm glad to see is the Trump administration is ending the cycle of the government getting to pick the winners and losers in society. Bam. Make that into a short video, brother. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. Time to change gears. How about this? Let's talk about some alien enemies. Oh, yeah, they're out there. Alien enemies. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.